This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Public schools in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, came out from under the specter of the federal courts this week for the first time in 47 years. A federal judge signed a long-awaited settlement that ended the nation's oldest school desegregation lawsuit. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
It was the first week of classes for students in Baton Rouge.
All right, who's ready to get their picture on our board?
Kindergartners in Ms. Bender's class at the Baton Rouge Center for Visual and Performing Arts were busy coloring and getting acclimated to their new routine. This campus is touted as a model in the desegregation settlement that seeks to make sure black children have equal access to educational opportunities. School Superintendent Clayton Wilcox.
This school has remained a place where kids go to school almost in a one-to-one relationship. And it's been very positive. Not only positive from the kids' standpoint, but from the community standpoint, because you come to performances here and the audiences are just mixed. You know, it's white parents, black parents, all in the pursuit of good education. And so, you know, you find a common ground right away.
But this magnet program, where the racial makeup is split about 50-50, is the exception, not the norm in public schools here. The system is more than 70% black, and most schools have predominantly African American students. Wilcox says the settlement isn't likely to change that, but will put additional resources in those schools.
I think everybody knows that, you know, the strict racial balance numbers, that method of desegregation has failed in America. It's failed here in Baton Rouge. What they have done over the years through forced busing and other designs is really run off the very people that can help all of us. People with resources, I mean, white and black alike. You know, we've lost a lot of our middle-class black families because they're simply not going to let their kids be pawns in a social experiment that's failed.
Des Moines Rutledge felt like he was a pawn in the drawn-out desegregation fight.
I recall wanting to go to a particular high school where my mother and father and uncles and a host of cousins had graduated, and I could not because of the forced busing that the system sort of underwent in the mid to late 80s, and I actually was bused into another city.
The 34-year-old black man is now general counsel for the school system here and helped negotiate an end to the desegregation lawsuit. Rutledge says while necessary when it was filed back in 1956, the case lasted far too long.
We did operate a dual system of education, and it should not have happened. And we, by design, operated a segregated school system then, but that is no longer the case here in 2003 as we stand and talk, and it has really outlived its usefulness.
Some of the original plaintiffs in the case agree.
It has to end in order for it to start to work. In order for our kids to have a chance, the suit has got to end.
Rona Wilford and five of her siblings were among the 37 black students named in the original lawsuit. She says her father wanted his children to have the same educational opportunities that white children had. But none of them ever attended integrated schools, and her father died in 1972 before seeing any progress in the case.
Right now, Daddy has great, great, I think, grandchildren who are in the school system, and never had that intention to have them still bogged down with this kind of an issue.
Wilford calls this week's historic settlement a new beginning. She's still concerned that some inner-city black children aren't getting the best the Baton Rouge school system has to offer, but she's hopeful the agreement can change that. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.